But our next presenter, Bear Lando, does incredible work, and we're super excited to have him here today. So without further ado, give it up for Bear Lando of Alpha Vedic. He's going to be online today. There he is. How are you, Mr. Bear?
I think that's my cue to get started. So good to be here with anybody, everybody. And let's see, can I see the audience here? Okay, there's my presentation. Fantastic. You know, I've been on quite a journey for a long time, and it's very gratifying to be in an audience like this because a lot of us paid a dear price for many years, you know, bucking the system, you know, homeschooling, delivering our own kids at home, not vaccinating, practicing medicine in a totally unorthodox way, getting our offices raided by FBI. You know, you name it, we've had some really good hair-raising experiences. But today we're here to talk about being on the land. And my wife and myself have been on four homesteads that we've created. We're on our one presently that's about 6 years in the making. We left a farm that we developed at a very high level. And this one here, we needed some more elbow room. We needed more pristine environment than what we had prior. And we're totally off grid. And if I do drop off now and then, or if my picture looks murky, that's why. So permaculture has become quite a buzzword. And my wife and myself realized, boy, that's what we've been doing all along for about the last 50 years together. And we've had many off-grid experiences as well. So it's very encouraging to us to see a whole new generation that is eager for this knowledge, eager to enter into a new lifestyle, and also encouraging that people are once again using the word sovereignty, because that is how our country started. And if it is okay, I would like to read a few paragraphs that my wife and myself wrote. We write articles for newspapers and periodicals. And a couple years ago, we wrote one for the 4th of July. And it's quite lengthy, but I'm just going to read the first couple paragraphs because I think it really encapsulates where we're at as a country now and how we are going full circle back to our roots. So this article we entitled The Roots of Freedom. The 4th of July has become a holiday built upon caricatures from a time remote with little relevance in today's world. Why did the founding fathers risk everything to create a new nation? From what wellspring did they find the resolve to face the hardships that would surely follow their audacious claim of sovereignty? We are taught of their passion for freedom, but what did freedom really mean to the early colonists? The colonies were an agrarian affair. This we know for certain. It would surprise many, however, to realize how their affinity to the land became the driving force in birthing a new country. Farming and horticulture were counted as the most noble of pursuits, and one's right to till a single portion of the earth's surface was emblematic of freedom itself. The decision to formally notice the crown through the Declaration of Independence was not founded on a capricious notion. Regulations, taxes, permit fees, coercion to purchase British goods, and mandatory crop provisioning to Great Britain all contributed to the inevitable critical mass that precedes all times of great change. Gone were the emotional ties to Mother England as new generations of colonists imprinted in the New World. The acknowledgement of a single creator as the universal authority left little room for earthly allegiances, blasphemous to matters of spirit, while the heavy-handedness of the redcoats would tip the final scales. Okay, we thought that was a very appropriate article, and we went on quite a ways into how our country was founded based on the principles of agrarianism. My good partner and principal partner in Alpha Vedic, good friend, Mike Winter, who's backstage here with us today. Him and I did an entire podcast on that, and it was very popular. And again, very appropriate for today. So what I would like to do now is follow a little PowerPoint presentation. Normally, I like to speak off the cuff and keep things informal, but since we have just a short time together, I just wanted to stay on point. So let's see how much of this we can get through. So for folks that haven't followed our work, just a little bit about myself is I spent 40 plus years as a bioterrain physician. Now, my wife and myself both grew up in rural America, connected with ranching families, and living on the land was not strange to us or foreign to us. And we also had a long background in growing things even before we met each other. So while I was practicing medicine for many years, we simultaneously had our off-grid homesteads where we did everything. We did not have structures and terminologies in those days in pre-internet, like private membership associations and things. We just learned how to stay off the radar, live off grid. And we had very successful international clinics that were on private property. So people all came as consenting adults under private contracts. So that was our version of PMAs back then. And it worked brilliantly for many, many years. We were able to practice and do things that would have landed us in a slammer in about 2 seconds if we did it out in a commercial space. And we were able to help a lot of people that way. Now, medicine that I practiced, I started conventionally, and went through typical pre-med university training, had my first certification at Stanford Medical School. And something changed that really altered my path forever. I was in a waiting room of a chiropractor who I decided to check out to see if he could help me with an old football injury. And on the waiting table, or in the waiting room on the table next to me, was a book by Harold Mendelson, MD. And he in that talked about vaccinations. Now, we were pregnant with our first child, and he was very adamant that vaccines and that sort of thing were not what you want to do to your child. Now, at that point, I did not have any of this information. I immediately went into turmoil because we were just about, to birth our first child. And fortunately, with a crash course starting with that book, we decided not to vaccinate. I delivered my kids at home myself in our bedroom. We homeschooled them. And so, again, it's encouraging to see so many people following a similar path now. With that book, also, my career took a change of direction. I went back to school, naturopathic college. I went to chiropractic college. I got certifications in Chinese medicine, osteopathy, clinical kinesiology, and a whole bunch of things. It was a lifetime vocation, and I'm still learning. So that's the way doctors used to do it. They didn't just go to school and set up shop and stop learning. It was a lifetime affair. And that's what I believe is necessary for doctors to return to that mindset where they have a vocation and they need to, keep on it and not just be so specialized the way most doctors, even in alternative medicine, are today. So bioterrain medicine is something that I was first introduced to through European circles. And those circles back quite a few years ago now were the last of the living icons that understood the principles put forth by people like Rudolf Steiner, the original work of Bouchamp, where he first declared that microbes have nothing to do with disease. It's all about treating the terrain. So I also learned with some of the greatest folks still alive at that time as far as how to do live cell microscopy, studied directly with people like Gaston Naissons, who is no longer with us. But it was the real old world bioterrain medicine where you looked everything in its alive state. And also you treated the body by treating the terrain no different than a farmer. I'm a full-time farmer these days, and the same principles that guided my practice in bioterrain medicine are the same principles that I follow in agriculture today, because there's no difference between the land and our own bodies. It's one continuous unified energy field. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. So I think with that, maybe we'll get into the first slide here. This, the magical land here, where our good friends at Iconics, the David Icke family, decided to do a documentary on us. We were very honored to work with them. This film was taken about 3 years ago. Our farm here has progressed greatly since that time. And they very appropriately named their documentary, The Magical Land. And that's exactly the way we feel when we walk around our farm here. We're very remote, a long way off grid, no cell reception, no anything. It's just us, the creatures, and the only sound you can hear besides the animals and the birds is the river, you know, that borders our farm here. And we look at this as indeed a magical realm. And another one of my endeavors that I learned early on was how to use my medical school training in traditional chemistry or conventional chemistry and morph it into what used to be called alchemy. Now, alchemy conjures up a lot of imagery in people's minds, I know, about wizards wearing funny hats and things. But in fact, alchemy is a complete science, and it is what they bastardized in order to bring us into more of a linear reductionist type of science in which we would be more amenable to selling their wares and to their mind control, basically. So this film was great because it just followed us around for a few weeks, and I'd encourage anybody to go over, join Iconics, watch this film as well as a lot of other great things that they do. If we could go to the next slide there. So the bioterrain has become a little bit of a buzzword. And what I would like to do today, if possible, is just expand our concept of what the bioterrain is. There's a lot of debate going on these days as far as what comprises disease, what causes disease. Of course, some people say germs don't cause disease. Other people, even in the alternative circles that are maybe pro-choice when it comes to vaccines and things, are still kind of selling the concept that germs cause disease. And, the one problem with that I have, and even though a lot of these folks are doing a great job in leading the charge as far as personal rights, and that maybe the vaccines aren't the best thing for us, in promoting the germ theory of disease, it creates that anxiety that we were all programmed with from, you know, childhood on, that there are these invisible things that are lurking in every corner waiting to attack us. It's kind of a silly notion. Because if you could consider that your body is teeming with microorganisms, in fact, for every one of the 70 trillion cells in your body, microbes outnumber each of those cells about 10,000 to one. So we are a walking Petri dish, and to think that we're actually afraid of microbes is, a pretty crazy concept. And people that watch our podcast at AlphaCast know that we've had a lot of wonderful guests on that also understand this, and that we've done a lot of presentations that explain why everything from the Spanish flu to AIDS to polio, and you know, what were the true causes, and they have nothing to do with microbes. So the bioterrain is not just about microbes and treating the body in a more holistic or natural way. It's really about understanding the nature of our entire realm. So I'd like to expand our perspective beyond just the agricultural component of bioterrain or the medical component of bioterrain medicine, and help us appreciate that our realm is much bigger than that. Now, with permaculture, I like to think of it more the way we do it at Alpha Veda Gardens here as a holistic permaculture. permaculture, of course, is wonderful as applied to agrarian pursuits. However, it seems to be confined just to that. And it really should be a full circle, as you can see there, that encompasses commerce, agriculture, medicine, and what I term up there, alchemistry. And we'll talk about our chemistry lab here, why we have it, and how commerce is also a very important part that allows self-funding to fund farming operations and everything else. So that is the model that we are creating at Alpha Vedic, and it's what we feel very strongly has to come about in order to decentralize, take our sovereignty back, and get on with what we're really here to do in this lifetime. And as you can see, there's a little aerial shot of what just one little section of our farm there. Off to the left, you can see some shade cloth. Behind there are some of our signature herbal crops. We're more of a niche medicinal herb crop, although we grow food and do a lot of other things here. And our purpose is to really help inspire people to create these little niche farms in every community. Somebody might be growing food, another person medicinal herbs, and so forth. But every operation should be one of these complete circle operations, and that we feel very strongly about that. So if I could get to the next slide here. So the bioterrain is really an electrical realm, and any electrical system. Now, we won't get off into the weeds too much here because we don't have the time. And we really expand on these concepts on our own website and in our podcast. But every electrical system is made up loosely of three components: conductance, inductance, and capacitance. So conductance is the source of the original energy. Now, the source of the original energy, if you step back and look at the larger realm, and I hope this doesn't sound too esoteric to people, but this is something that is very real. It's something that can be substantiated through the practice of agriculture, medicine, and laboratory chemistry. And it begins with, we'll just say, higher levels of consciousness. Sorry, we can't get around that. There is a creator, and there is a whole plan that puts this into motion in the first place. And there are many, of course, schools that have taught this for eons. So we would basically look at seven rays and 12 constellations that are above us all the time. The seven rays from the original creative forces, we have seven colors in a rainbow, seven tonal fields. There's a reason for that number, seven sacred planets. And then that is filtered through the 12 constellations that further modulate the expression and transmission of the qualities, characteristics, and purpose of the absolute in the manifestation, creation, and evolution of life. And that is a very real thing. Now, that resonance, which is exactly what it is, goes through, like any electrical system, the inductance component. And the inductance takes that energy that is channeled through it, and it modulates it for the purpose that it is designed for. And in this electrical system, we're talking about the entire realm. And in this case, we're talking about how matter and experience and life in this realm is precipitated and manifest in the first place. Now, in old alchemical terms, we talked about fire, air, water, and earth, the four elements. We also understand how those elements create, all the other things that then create the four kingdoms that exist here on this plane. Now, the receiving, after it goes through conductance, inductance, what receives that energy in an electrical system is called capacitance. And that is the four kingdoms. And all of those characteristics that are expressed through the seven rays and the 12 constellations As it finally gets down to the ground, it creates all the nuances of the mineral, plant, animal, and human kingdoms. The thing that's unique about the human kingdom is that, unlike the other three kingdoms that just possess characteristics of certain numbers of those seven rays, the human kingdom encompasses or embodies all of them. So we are the totality of creation on this plane, which is why we have a lot of those old sayings like "know yourself and you'll know the universe." Also, what's nice is that we live at a time where we can take this information and translate from old alchemical terms into things that we recognize. For instance, the fire element is hydrogen, air, nitrogen, water, oxygen, earth, carbon, and so forth. Now, in the, on the bottom there, right in the middle, I'll just explain very quickly. As these things filter, these characteristics, projections of resonance filter down through the manifestation cycle, it creates a two-way piston. In waveform physics, we understand exactly how this works. And one level, you're taking informational bits, data, you're compressing it. And, you know, in Oriental medicine and different cultures and systems, there's different names, yin yang. It doesn't matter what you call it. We call it the compression and radiation cycle. And while data is being compressed into a density that we would recognize with our senses as matter, simultaneously that is expanding and radiating back to source. That goes back and forth to create the next frame of the movie in our experience. And the moment by moment projection of matter as we think of it, which isn't solid, but it's simply waveforms in motion. Okay, let's go to the next slide here. Now, we're just going to expand this just a little bit. The symbols on the left are old alchemical symbols for the five elements. I have it more.
Hey, Dr. Bear. Dr. Bear, sorry to interrupt. You did want to do some question and answer, so I just want to let you know we got 10 minutes left.
Okay, so and then after that 10 minutes, we'll have time for some question and answer.
I'm sorry, the 10 minutes includes the question and answer.
Okay, I better get on it then. So the bioterrain, this slide basically takes us through the whole creation cycle and explains exactly how matter is manifest. Let's go to the next slide. And we call this applied spagyrics, where, you know, we're still in the bioterrain concept. And spagyrics is a process where you basically take things apart, purify them, and then reconstitute them into an elevated whole. And that's exactly what we do in the practice of agriculture, the practice of medicine, and also in our alchemy lab. And that is what we consider holistic permaculture, when we put all of those skill sets together, because each one feeds the other. And in the alchemy lab, we can prove out these principles and mimic nature cycles and create products by what we grow, make very advanced medicaments that you will not find in health food stores and so forth. So let's go to the next one here. And here we are. We're at Alpha Vedic Gardens here. By the way, I'm coming from you from Alpha Vedic Gardens. We're up in the Pacific Northwest. And in our farm, it's based on permaculture design, and our whole philosophy is seven generational farming. And permaculture design is not an academic science, although it has become that way a little bit. It's about living on a piece of land, letting the land reveal itself through patient observation and listening, and then creating natural habitats through terraforming and companion planting. And we also practice ionization soil analysis, which you could talk a long time about. It's about understanding the electrical vectors in the soil rather than just dumping fertilizers on it. So in a very efficient way, you can tweak things, create a better line of resistance that is going to create compatibility between rootlets and the soil. We also take great measures to take care of all the other things, everything from from worms to microbes using vortex technologies and all sorts of things, as this slide suggests there. Let's go to number 7. And here's our alchemy lab here. There's just a little quick shot of it. And this is where we actually engage in mimicking nature's processes. And we could talk a great time about this. And we feel it's a way where we're completing the permaculture circle, where it allows us to make products that we can engage in commerce, fund ourselves. We can make medicines that we use in our medical work. But more important than anything is it brings you knowledge and empowerment, because you actually become an active participant or a co-creator. And that is what we are here to do, in my opinion. So let's go to, I think, the last slide. Or is that the last one? Okay, so the final thing and what I was engaged in for many years, as I talked about, was bioterrain medicine. And it's all about understanding that the human organism is continuity through resonance. So we are interconnected, not just interconnected, but one and the same resonance fields with all the other life on this planet. So when I did my medical work, there would be an assessment where I would start from top down, have ways to measure the toroidal field distortions all the way down to orthopedic neurological issues. And on the right there, you see all the modalities that I would need in order to assess and treat. And then there would be certain foundational things that we'd have to do with everybody. We'd have to repolarize cells, oxygenate, balance the endobiont cyclogenies. That means just like everything else in nature that is in a constant cyclic flux, and nothing is fixed the way materialistic science tells us it is, these microbes within our body are always going through cyclic changes in order to perform very specific functions for us. And then the reset mechanisms that I use was a system of what we would call biocomputer processing, which is an advanced neurological process where we could prioritize issues, isolate them, make them amenable to treatment, and then with a proper modality, create a reset. And in that work, we found that all these incurable diseases and things that were allegedly attributed to pathogens and things had no connection with those things at all. And it was all about getting the bioterrain back in working order and in balance. And also, when you do that, very special things happen to people and their consciousness. And that was the most rewarding thing I saw, besides just seeing people heal their bodies. So do we have a few moments left?
Hey, yes, we have a few moments. Let's do a couple questions here. Thanks. That was great. Give it up for Dr. Bear, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I tell you what, a couple, you know, many of these speakers that we have on the stage are just like, poof, like mind blown, next level. So we're honored to have such a high caliber, high quality person and people joining us. Okay, who has a question for Mr. Dr. Bear? Right there. If you would come on down here, help us out. Thank you so much. Ready? Here. Didn't even need to say. Mr. Travis here with the Vibe Tribe, huge freedom cell community. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Bear Lando.
Hey.
As a representative of the younger generation, we experience a lot of mental dissonance and separation from gardening and from nature in general. So one thing that I want to ask as a recommendation from you to even start gardening, you know, getting out into the garden with your hands into the dirt is a difficult thing to overcome, like a roadblock almost. What would you recommend as a mental preparation or primer to start getting into the ideas of gardening and of getting closer to nature?
Okay, I have a lot of ideas about that. We're in limited time, but let's just say, number one, get your hands busy and just start growing something. Even if you live in an apartment in the city, you know, start a sprout garden in your kitchen sink. do anything, because when you actually learn how to give life to things, watch Mother Nature give back in abundance, it's not only very empowering, but that carries a heavy resonance with it that is that first step to reconnection. And then, of course, if you have the ability to get out into nature, do that as much as possible, because that is the source of all our ills, and especially the disconnect that you're mentioning. And, you know, what we're missing most is just that rapport with nature that is a real projection. It's a very real, tangible thing, and it is resonance, and it will change you forever.
Excellent. Okay, let's take one more cue. Can you come on down? Dun 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 dun. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Lando. It's the one thing I saw, or some things I saw in there that I'm curious about, is your views on the work you're doing versus in the realm of the quantum physics, which seems to have a lot of overlap with what you're discovering here. And what you're, is there things that you're seeing from the community and in the quantum physics and the work that you're doing?
Yeah, and I think that's the marvel about the times that we live in, is we can get information that prior cultures have known forever, but they of course use different terminologies and perspectives based on that culture. But now with the advent of the Western mind getting in the mix and explaining these things in a way that the Western mind can understand, for instance, waveform physics, how nature is a constant flux of transmutational events every single moment. It's not just an overlap, it's one and the same. So if you understand waveform physics, for instance, now you can replicate that and make that practical when you're doing farming. You can manufacture things if you happen to get, you know, into an alchemy lab. You can apply it to the practice of medicine. And that's the, you know, last year, 2022 was the year of great exposure. 2023 is the year of the great transmutation, because all the pieces are here and many people now understand this jargon and events like this are getting together and learning how to be co-creators and change the reality in any way that we care to.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4 co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.